This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Avengers Endgame is now the second highest grossing movie of all time with $2.2 billion, passing Titanic in only 11 days. It took Avatar 47 days to reach that benchmark. Avengers Endgame is one of only five films to ever cross $2 billion in ticket sales, joining Avatar, Titanic, Star Wars The Force Awakens, and Avengers Infinity War. Wowza! Amy Schumer and Chris Fisher are officially parents. The comedian and her chef husband welcomed a son together. Schumer, 37, revealed the news via Instagram, posting a photo of herself and Fisher with their new addition. 10:55 p.m. last night, our royal baby was born, the caption read. Amy had a rough pregnancy with complications from severe nausea and no punchlines. HBO made fun of itself after eagle-eyed Game of Thrones viewers spotted a modern-day coffee cup. Their statement read, quote, "The latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys had ordered an herbal tea," unquote. Well, for about 2 seconds in the last of the Starks episode, a takeout coffee cup appeared on a table. And Starbucks said, "Thanks for the $2 billion in free publicity." Adam Sandler revealed that he wasn't fully prepared for his emotional Chris Farley tribute on Saturday Night Live. Sandler said, quote, "I had to mentally get ready because when I was singing the Farley song in the studio in rehearsals, I kept getting really upset because I love being in the old studio," unquote. He was more upset about the old studio than poor dead Chris Farley? Putz. Olivia Jade, 19, has moved out of her parents' Bel Air mansion to help escape the media circus over their involvement in the college admission scandal. Olivia's doing well. What's going on with her parents is still upsetting to her, but she's also trying to focus on her own life as well, a source said. Oh yeah, and the boku bucks she's lost since the scandal broke. Aww, Pookie's stressed. Meanwhile, Olivia's mom, Lori Loughlin, has refused to accept a plea deal, and she plans to fight the charges against her in court. Legal experts think that's a bold, risky strategy, and some of her closest friends have also described Loughlin as delusional for thinking she'll be found innocent by a jury. As her trial date approaches, insiders say she's beginning to realize she might be screwed. Idiot! Lindsay Lohan was not dazzled by the illuminated blue ball gown Zendaya wore to the Met Gala. She left a snarky comment on a photo of the actress, stating that Claire Danes wore a similar gown to the Met Gala 3 years ago. Lohan said, quote, "Claire Danes did that already and wore the same dress so beautifully. Don't know why she thinks she can be more chic," unquote. Adele celebrated her 31st birthday in style with a Great Gatsby-themed party filled with A-listers at the epic mansion used in the Godfather movies. But don't expect to see any cool party photos. Cell phones were banned. The singer did issue a statement which said that her 30th year was very trying and that this year it was going to be all about her. Yeah, just like everyone else in LA. HBO has accused the Michael Jackson estate of trying to use an expired 26-year-old contract to try to stifle allegations that the singer committed child sexual abuse. The estate filed a $100 million suit against HBO in February, shortly before Leaving Neverland aired. The clause bars HBO from making disparaging remarks about Jackson. Yep, that was pretty disparaging. Things just got interesting in the ongoing drama with Britney Spears. Her mother has filed a notice making it clear she doesn't want to be left out of an upcoming hearing regarding Britney's conservatorship. Lynn Spears filed the request asking to be informed of all matters pertaining to Britney and her conservatorship. She's never played a role before, but now she wants in? Ka-ching? Madonna broke her silence on the sexual abuse allegations against Michael Jackson, saying he's innocent until proven guilty. Madonna was asked about the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, and she said, quote, "I haven't seen the film, but I guess it would be people recounting actual events, but then, of course, people sometimes lie," unquote. Yep, and sometimes they diddle. Kelly Clarkson hosted and performed at the Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas while in incredible pain. Afterwards, she was flown to LA, where she had surgery to remove her appendix. The voice coach was suffering all week during rehearsals ahead of the BBMAs and didn't seek treatment until after the show. Yet, she still was on The Voice the day after the surgery. Yep, at a moment like this, go to the hospital. Hayden Panettiere's boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, has had another run-in with the law. Hickerson was arrested on a domestic violence charge. He got into a physical altercation with the Nashville actress, was arrested, and released after posting a $50,000 bond. In December, it was revealed that Hayden's friends were worried about her and the hot-headed aspiring actor. Aspiring? You mean unemployed? Kanye West is being accused of using his celebrity status to defraud hardworking and innocent workers, and a Japanese fashion company is demanding he not be allowed to get away with it. Toki Senai Company is fighting Kanye's attempt to dismiss their lawsuit over an unpaid $624,000 bill. What would Yeezus or Jesus do? Not that. The Trash Bin. Janelle Evans is no longer a part of Teen Mom 2. Following the news that her husband, David Eason, shot and killed their dog, MTV has decided to cut all ties with Evans, who's been with the show since 2011. The former 16 and pregnant star said she was devastated over the loss of her French bulldog and what Eason did. Now they're in counseling. What? She's still with him?
The news wrap-up.
The lack of HBO fueled Dish Network's loss of 266,000 satellite subscribers in Q1. Lyft reported a loss per share of $9.02 in its first quarterly report as a public company. Samsung doesn't know when its $2,000 folding phone will be fixed and will automatically cancel orders. A drone just flew a kidney to a transplant patient for the first time ever. Does that mean that soon there'll be human organs flying all around us? Ew.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Yep, it is definitely all about Avengers Endgame.
The number one album.
Vampire Weekend has its third number one album, Father of the Bride.
The number one app.
Well, of course, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
The Mueller Report from the Washington Post is the top-selling nonfiction book for the second week.
Shawn Mendes hails from Canada and has been in the music business since 2013, gaining a following after posting song covers on the video sharing app Vine. The following year, he caught the attention of Island Records, which led to him signing a deal with the record label. He's since released three studio albums, headlined three world tours, and won umpteen awards. How many awards? How about 13 SOCAN Awards, 10 MTV Europe Music Awards, 8 Juno Awards, 8 iHeartRadio MMVAs, and 2 American Music Awards? And now he's back with another future award winner. Here's Shawn Mendes with the song of the week, If I Can't Have You.
I'm in Toronto and I got this view, but I might as well be in a hotel room, yeah. It doesn't matter cause I'm so consumed, spending all my nights reading texts from you. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you. I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
Can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. That was Shawn Mendes with the song of the week, If I Can't Have You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.